Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But to have Buddy like he's pimping on Shay, Stoney, but I said that last night, Stoney, who cares about my video? You don't go away from the hot hand. You don't put the hot hand on the bench, Stoney. Stoney, this is not it. Shout out Michael Jackson. This is it. This is not it. Stoney. This is not it.
Now, back to Stoney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. I didn't tell you this. I've been withholding information. So I'm walking in the hallway. The boss is like, good show to the both of us, right? And he goes, hey, let me ask you a question. I go, what? You know, and I'm just like, hey, just tell us how great we are. He's like, how many times do you think you say Stoney a show? I go, I set the number 4 hours, 240 minutes. I'd set it about a seven. He goes, seven? Probably 50. So you remember Mark Abanez, the great Mark Abanez, said to you that you had this saying you say all the time that I didn't know. Remember a couple years back? And you go, I'm working on that.
Yeah.
So the boss yesterday, Evan and I come out. He says, good show. And I share Evan with my crutch. I have a crutch. I say Stoney. I didn't know. And I go back and listen to the shows. So we're all three of us now, Evan's in the know. He brings it up on his phone. And Evan's like, I haven't noticed. And in 30 seconds of him playing, I didn't drop four Stoneys. Vern, it is funny. Evan's like, holy hell. But that was him, you know, making that, conducting that piece. Boy, I got to quit saying your name.
It's one thing to hear it and then have somebody just like point your ear at it. It was impossible to not hear. Similar. So this was yesterday.
Yeah, tell Shasky.
So at the beginning of the show, your mic, Stoney, that you touch a lot, it was very creaky. And I wasn't hearing it at the beginning of the show. But Shasky texted the boss, who texted me.
He was in the car, Shasky was.
Dirty rat.
Who said, it sounds like it's creaking every time Stoney moves the mic. And as soon as I read that, the next time you did it, I heard the creak.
You ran in here. I go, Evan doing? Blitz.
So your crutch is touching the mic, and apparently Guru's crutch, dude, is that he says Stoney 40 times a show.
And
today
I did it like six times, and you didn't know. And I'm saying to myself, strike one. I got to, I don't know if I just want to prop you up, just Stoney, but I got to stop it.
That's who I am. Well, we're talking to
people. I'm talking to the people, too. Yeah, radio Stoney, if you don't know, theater of the mind.
Right, but one thing you should, just disregard the audience. They don't matter.
No, that's who I'm talking to.
I know it's who you're talking to.
A great radio host makes them feel like we're at the bar.
Okay, why don't you welcome in the text line? Go ahead. Why don't you start welcoming in the text line?
Hey, text line, welcome to
the YouTube text line.
I'm missing you.
Weren't you in the office the other day? Okay.
We had a conversation.
Somebody wants to call me out, and anybody that wants to call me out.
And where's Priest at? This is when you need him. I'm throwing up the bat sign.
He's taking a victory lap in silence.
It's just taking him a little longer. It just takes him a little longer to do a victory lap for Priest. We love Priest.
Yeah, we do.
All right, Tom and Sonoma, have at me.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
He could have done radio.
Oh, my God, he's great.
Hey, Tom.
after my call yesterday, you made it very clear on the air, and then even today, that you do not want to blow it up. You do not want to get a player to try to make it to the playoffs. Okay? So I'm going to give you two options. That's one option. The second option, and we have to do it this year. We don't have any more options, man.
Wow.
I give you the next option. This option is we either trade three players. We trade Draymond, which we'll probably only get a few draft picks for. We trade Jimmy. We'll probably get a couple of average players and maybe some draft picks. And we trade Steph, and we get some good players and draft picks. Those are your two options, man. What are you going to pick?
Wow. Well, Tom, that you put it that way. Listen.
Our man, Tom. That was it, you.
Right. Because he's trying to back me into a corner, and he's trying to get you and I to talk about the one thing that I don't want to talk about, which is, would you move Curry? Like,
that's never going to happen. And remember, we talked about it. That'll never happen.
Well, that's your thought.
The dude is the best watch. I know that's not in the win-loss column, but that's, you know, winning needs to go along with that.
I'd like to put it this way.
This dude is box office steal. And we get tonight, the baby not. Olympics. Like, why'd you have to ruin it?
Because he's not.
But we get the baby Barcelona right. Every night here in the Bay. You like that?
If the question can't be asked, would you trade Steph?
Because he's averaging almost 30.
The question would have to be, is the notion of trading Steph Curry completely off the table?
And what do you think?
If I were Joe Lacoby, I would never say yes.
Think inside of what you know of Joe, that's your guy, our guy. Yeah. I think that's a hell no.
I don't, but there's two things.
Yeah.
You're asking me. Here's the question. If you ran the Warriors right now, would you shut the door on anything involving Steph Curry?
Yes.
I'm saying I would listen.
Wow.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I'd have to.
Oh, man.
And this is where
Where's the loyalty, though, Steiny? The dude built you a dynasty single-handedly.
Listen, we may need to start reading the tea leaves and start understanding. He may not want to be here much longer.
But does he strike you as that type of guy?
Well, he doesn't strike me as the type of guy that's going to go down without a fight. You know, it's clear he was engaged last year once Jimmy got here and they had a shot at it.
And that's
they
what
better
he told
keep
us?
Having a shot at
Remember
it.
Remember he told us before the season, tell me when it was, we were out at Chase. He goes, all I want is a chance.
You know, it's like when a president goes, would you rule out a military strike on Antarctica? Well, we're not going to rule anything out. We're going to leave all our options we got to keep open. That's what everybody always says. That's all.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, but in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
He had it if he just would have gone with it.
Oh, you want to get away.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
That
fool me twice.
The
shame on
I've
me.
Ever heard, man.
God, you would have talked about comeback president.
You think his brother or somebody texted him like, dude, you butchered that. You messed
he
that
knows.
Up.
He knows. By the way, I'm trying to think in my lifetime. Well, greatest president athlete of all time. Bush was a good athlete. I'd have to say Gerald Ford, though.
I'm being real.
He played at Michigan. Well, yeah.
Was he a good athlete?
Who?
Bush.
George, which one? Well, George Sr. played baseball at Yale.
But the son.
This one's a good athlete. I don't know if he played any. But yeah, he was a good athlete.
Mm.
The younger George
Bush. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, you could tell. I'll tell you
what
how
you mean
tell.
You can now. I don't.
Are you kidding me? Did you ever see
That's
the
like
Iranian
my uncle
dude
one day goes?
Did you
oh,
see
you
when
ain't
somebody
got diabetes? You ain't no doctor. How the hell you just?
Did you see when the dude threw a shoe at Bush?
Oh, that was.
Did
the
you
greatest.
See
he
how
went
quick
Matrix.
That?
Yeah.
He was an athlete. He was. That was one. I'll tell you what.
His first pitch was pretty good on 9/11.
No, it
That's
was.
True.
I remember it.
The dude threw a shoe at him, and he was like, he was like Mike Tyson at the.
You can't do that.
He did it. Leave it to Jim Moley.
Yeah, what did he say?
Teddy Roosevelt, fantastic football player.
The Rough Rider.
I didn't know that. All right.
Ronald Reagan was the best actor president.
He played a sport too.
Nancy, well, I just want to let you know. That's pretty good, my Reagan.
Let's go to...
Reagan apparently was captain of the football team in high school.
I should know where he's from. Where's Reagan from?
California, I believe, down in the Southland somewhere. Like, just like Nixon.
Mm.
I believe Nixon was from Whittier.
I've never lied.
Or maybe he went to Whittier.
Whittier.
This is fun. 888-957-9570. Let's get into politics.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Jacob in Castro Valley. The CV.
Hey, guys. So I was eating lunch and I saw the trade proposal for Giannis. And I think we should immediately pull the trigger. The offer was Draymond, Kuminga. And it sounds crazy, but four first-round picks. But they're staggered every other year, 28,
wow. Right.
30, 32, and 34. I think that's a killer deal for Giannis. Just imagine Steph, Giannis, Jimmy, Melton, and I don't know who the other one would be, maybe Hield. But that is ridiculous. The amount of defense that Steph alone and you add Giannis would pull. And Giannis is giving you, you know, at least 25 a game, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, a block. He still plays defense. You know, the stats don't tell the whole story, but that's a heck of a replacement for Draymond. Mm. And you still get a first-round pick in 27. You still get a first-round pick in 29, 31, 33. I mean, that's a trade where you can focus on winning now. And still semi-focus on the future.
You're right.
You can't really focus on both at once. You can't focus on winning championships, and you can't focus on the future at the same time. But that is a heck of a deal. Pull the trigger now.
I'm with you, buddy. Kill two birds with one stone.
Thanks, Jacob. Appreciate it.
You get I told you, the pop with Steph now, and then he is your leader going into when Steph's done.
Tell you what. I like a dare like anybody else.
Truth or dare?
Yeah, outside of making a money bet, you know how like you and I'll make a bet, and if the Cowboys win, I have to wear a Cowboy jersey.
Right, got
or something like that. I'm ready to make a bet. I'll do something stupid.
This should bother you.
If the Warriors actually get Giannis for four picks and those three guys. I don't see it either.
Oh, you're saying if you're Milwaukee, you're like, no. Night.
Wow. Yes, I just don't
see it. That's discouraging. I hope you're wrong, man.
So I feel like saying, let me tell you something. If they get Giannis for four firsts, Kuminga, Draymond, and Hield, I'll do a show without my shirt on.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, but I won't. Yeah, something like that is what I was thinking.
Top.
I wouldn't even do that.
I hate
tank tops.
You got some insecurities.
How about this? I'll bring in a Giannis tank top for you to wear.
No, I'd do something like that. I'll wear a Curry one or something like that.
Well, you got one signed.
That one doesn't get out of the frame. I'll try to get you one.
What do you think he did with yours? If we pull up on him again, I'm like, hey, between you and me.
Don't make him uncomfortable.
Where's that jersey at?
He'll be hemming and hawing. Oh, it's in my man cave.
Yeah.
He'll come up with a great answer.
He's got a house just for all of those things he's been given.
He might.
What's Seth going to do tonight? Part two.
Okay. Here's my
Seriously,
prediction.
I can't believe he...
I think he's going to be bad. And I'll tell you why.
That don't shock me.
No, it's because there's not a truism, but there's something that people believe. What's that called? There's conventional wisdom is you're hurt... or you're injured and you miss a bunch of time and then you come back. And there's conventional wisdom that says, you know, the first game back, you're actually not that bad. Mm. But then after that, you get rusty and then you have to come back.
They're going to need him tonight.
Let's put it Let's put it up to the test. Let's go to Rich in Fremont.
Richie.
He wants to talk about Giannis. Hey, Rich.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Happy holidays, brother.
I know the Warrior fan base is drooling at this idea of Giannis coming here. But, guys, I'm sorry. I got to bring the realism.
Oh, no, Rich.
Yeah, this is the reason why Giannis will not come here, okay? First of all, if Giannis moves, Giannis is going to be thinking about Giannis, okay? He's not going to be thinking about, hey, I get to play with this person or that person. He's going to be thinking, okay, 3-4 years down the line, wherever I go, are we going to continue to be in the hunt to get a title or capture a couple? That's what he's thinking. So if he comes to Golden State, what does he have? The only reason he has to come to Golden State is Steph.
Yes.
That's it. There's no other reason. Okay, and what do we know? Steph's got 2 seasons. So if he comes here and they don't get a chip this year, he knows, hey, within a year or maybe two after that, Steph's gone. Kerr's probably going to be gone. Draymond's going to be old and tired. It's like, what is he going to have to build on to contend in the Western Conference if he does come here? He doesn't. So it's like, okay, if I'm Giannis, what are my choices? My choices are New York, Orlando, Houston. Those are 3 teams that are going to contend or be in the hunt for a title between now and the next 3 years, not Golden State. So what other reason would Giannis have to come here except playing with Steph? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Rich, I'm with you. I talked about the big community out here
in the Bay Area, Rich. You can't dispel that.
Come on.
I'm trying to get him here, man. I'm trying to get Giannis.
Like,
here.
Rich.
You never know.
Rich kind of spoke for me there. I think we have a tendency to over-glamorize what is out here to an NBA player right now. And I'm not saying Steph's not... I'm not saying there aren't guys who want to play with Steph, but Giannis is 31 years old. He really is going to... Steph's 37. I'm kind of with... I mean, if Giannis wants to win a title...
Well, he's playing with Kyle Kuzma now, so I'll just...
Right, but he's going to be...
He's in an effed up spot now. It ain't too attractive. So, yeah, the whole goal is to get up out of Dodge, but... I mean, Ramona Shelbourne again, son. I keep going back to the picks. If that's what the Bucks want to appease Giannis, if he just said I wanted to play with, and let's be, well, yeah, you're right. Lakeup ain't getting rid of all those picks, even if they're staggered, for him to in 2 years say I'm going somewhere else. That would be a nightmare.
The other thing I read with some of these trades is, you can only trade your pick every other year, but you can still do pick swaps, and I read something where it's not just like 4 unprotected first, it's the ability for the Bucks to pick swap any of the years in between.
Oh, wow.
And that feels, or some of the years in between. So it's a big price.
So you're out on this team with no move right now. Or you're loving our bet we had where I said they're going to win 50.
I like where I'm at with that bet, but I also know that things, one 20-7 stretch, and they're right there, probably at 50, if not more. But I also am looking at, this is going to be a tough little trip,
especially when 2 of your best players aren't playing.
Let's go to Will in Pleasanton. He wants to put a rat on the table, sponsored by Atco Pest Control.
Hello, guys. I want to throw the rat on the table.
Let's
the Warriors should trade everybody and get as many picks as they can. No matter who they get for Kuminga or Jimmy, they will not be able to compete with OKC. So let's say they get whoever they want and they lose to OKC. Do you know how many picks OKC has in the first round next year? Not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5. And one of those picks is the Clippers. After that, they've got 6 more first-round picks in the next 3 years. So
I heard 9 in 4 years.
Winning
but,
it.
Yep.
Holy yeah, whatever wow. The number might be, it's a lot of picks, and we still can't compete with OKC even with the team we have. So we don't win the championship this year. Our team's a year older. we're out of a bunch of picks. Like, if we're playing checkers, I mean, we're playing chess instead of checkers. Let's trade and play the long game. It's silly to make a move right now with OKC having what they have.
We played the long game years ago. It lasted 16, all Steiny's Warrior career. Who wants that? I mean, you never know.
What you're talking about.
Where we went 16 futile years and not making the playoffs. That could be life without Steph Curry. So all these picks everybody's clamoring for.
It's definitely going to be life without Steph Curry if you trade four first. No.
Yeah, but...
And you can't get a free agent in here because nobody wants the pressure of having to win a title or live up to the Steph Curry era that everyone is going to be comparing this so-called free agent to. That's the other thing.
But why do the Lakers not have that problem when they go get a free agent?
Because the Lakers have a five-decade history of doing what they're doing. The Lakers are an outlier. They have established a precedent over decades and decades and decades that they go out and get stars. And you know what that means? Now there's about six stars that the Lakers have gone out and gotten who have won titles. Shaq and Magic and now Luka. I know he hasn't won a title yet, but that's the way they go about it because they don't have just one guy who was by far the greatest player in the franchise. That remains to be seen with Steph Curry.
I guess my thing on the Laker thing was we've gotten into it over this, but the fear of another star coming to L.A. to try to live up to what Magic and Kareem did or Kobe and shit like that.
That's
my
point.
There. They just keep coming. They accept.
That's because they now have a track record of it. Mm. So like, yes, like there's been a long line of Lakers, Magic, Kareem, Shaq, Kobe, I mean, who? James Worthy.
Yeah.
It's like the Warriors have one, just like the Bulls. One player. Man. One player. And so when you come to the Warriors in the next 10 years, the next best player that comes to the Warriors in the next 10 years, they're going to get exactly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What Durant got, except Curry's not even going to be here to help him.
Yeah, my check cashing though, Stoddy. I'm playing the game I love, and I mean, you're going to laugh, oh, Gook, you're on the Disney Channel. I think some of these athletes look at it like a badge of honor or, an honor to...
Very few now. Mm. In this age of load management, in this age of not wanting the pressure that comes with having to win, I would not feel great for the star that signs here as a free agent for monster money, expected to win the next championship after Steph's gone. You know?
Yeah, you just got me thinking about the San Francisco Giants, but okay.
Like, just... Yeah, Jokic. Okay, you know what? I could actually see Jokic coming here. Really, Steiny? How come? Because he's already won a title, and he's a made man. Okay, give me somebody else. Luka. Luka's not coming here if he doesn't have a title already in hand.
Ant-Man.
Now, he's a little different because he don't love to give one. But
is that good or bad?
I think it's good. Like, he's a like every player's different. Like, give me a, like, what do I want to have a, give me a good Youngs, like
Jalen Brunson,
Maxie.
Yeah, a good name.
Now, he would but be although, here. Yeah.
Well, hold on. I know nothing about Maxie's personality, but what I'm saying is if Maxie is acquired by the Warriors in free agency in 3 years, kid's going to have a lot of, like, he might not want that.
But what if he's like you deem Ant?
Right.
He don't but give a,
I don't
like,
believe, yeah, I believe those players are few and far between.
Right. It's actually
I'm not saying you can't.
It's actually a compliment.
I agree. And I don't think, I think most players now, they don't want it.
Wow.
They don't want that hassle of, well, what if I go to Golden State and I come up short and now everybody say, you ain't no Curry. Steiny, what about Giannis? That's, and you know what? This may be
well,
the way they have
already.
To do it.
Giannis like, has got one.
They may have to acquire a guy and somehow try to keep him after
the Laker
Steph
model.
Curry.
The Laker model.
But you got to go, like, who?
But no,
the Lakers
what,
have signed 12
yeah,
free agents
but
in their history.
Steps.
The Warriors have signed one, and it was an outlier because of the car. All right, we got to go. Hey, this upcoming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. All three are the town jerseys that they debuted on the November 24th game against the Jazz. Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Those jerseys are up for grabs next week, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. And that segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.